This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is not your typical presidential transition, so stipulated. But set aside for a minute the president-elect's Twitter feed and the unorthodox nature of the process so far, especially for the very top-level jobs in the cabinet, and think for a minute about the Republican policy professionals who would typically staff up an incoming GOP administration. We're talking about people's livelihoods here, people who've waited 8 years for this chance and who are now wondering whether it'd be better to work inside the administration or outside it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
Washington is like a big merry-go-round. When your party is in power, you reach for the brass ring, a job in the White House, or your favorite government agency. When your party's on the outs, you take refuge in a think tank or lobby shop. But Donald Trump has never had anything to do with that merry-go-round. He's more like a train that is smashed right into the merry-go-round. People who would normally be applying for White House jobs are wondering, do I want to work for Trump in light of the things he said? For example, his lewd comments about women.
Did I like hearing them? No.
This is Anne E.W. Stone. She volunteered for Trump in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, says she's met with him and worked with him, and plans to apply for a job in the Trump administration because
it's important for the country, again, that he has strong women's voices around him and a women's perspective on a lot of his policy development.
Another Trump supporter has reached a similar conclusion. Giano Caldwell is an African-American GOP strategist in Washington. He also wants to work from within.
If you're not in the game, then you're not thought about. So he's the only game in town. I mean, you can protest or you can be a part of the process.
Caldwell wants to change things from within, but that can be difficult for a number of reasons. According to David Lubon, a law professor at Georgetown University, on a practical level, he says,
look, you can't be a dissenter all the time and keep the job.
Lubon says a number of people who've been offered jobs in the incoming Trump administration have asked his advice, wondering if they fundamentally disagree with Trump on major issues, should they work for him?
What I said was, if you think that this administration is making promises that to do things that you really abhor, then you just can't go in.
But Lubon says people who do decide to go in may be influenced by those around them. They forget about the stuff they originally objected to, the stuff they were going to change.
You may think that you want to stay on board because you can work for the lesser evil, but you may think that you can tame the beast, but the beast is going to tame you.
Even with warnings like that, you got to believe people are thinking, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have White House on your resume?
I would relish the opportunity to work in an administration of any kind.
This is 19-year-old Henry Bendon. He's an eager political science major at Case Western Reserve University. I caught him in a stairwell between classes. Bendon supported Hillary Clinton, even volunteered for her. Then after the election, he and a friend went on the Trump transition site to look for jobs, first as a joke, but then they thought, hey, maybe we can help unify the country if we apply, and we'd get some valuable experience.
Honestly, any chance I could have to work with people or near people and on any capacity, I would be thrilled about.
So the Washington merry-go-round keeps on turning. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.